Magandang gabi from Ohio, USA. Welcome to you all, dearest listeners of Tagalog with Albine on podcast. Our episode for today is quite different because I didn't have time editing the past Tagalog tutorial. As you already know, if you are old listeners of mine, you already know that I'm teaching Tagalog to people every Saturday. But today it's quite different because I thought that I wouldn't have time to edit. We will be traveling for at the end of the month, we will be traveling to the Philippines. And we are so busy on major details of our travel, packing and shopping for stuff that we need for our vacation. And what's something different for today? We have a special guest for today, and I'm happy to bring you our special guest. And this is no other than my husband, Bruce Bodo. Hey, Bruce, welcome to Tagalog with Albine on podcast.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you. And my plan for you today is to find out how huge is your vocabulary bank, Tagalog vocabulary bank. Please share with us those Tagalog words that you already know.
Well, I'm up there with some of your students. I have a very vast repertoire of words that I have learned over the years. I think it's numbering, you know, don't get jealous, people, you know, about 19. Starting with Tita.
Okay.
And Tito. And Kuya. And Kuya Joe's, which is a restaurant. Lolo. Lola. Then we have the favorite Magadan Gabi and Magadan Umaga. Sige. Atay. Oh-oh. Hindi. Puede. And everybody should be familiar with Tampo, Tabo, Salamat, and Po, which go together to make a very nice Salamat Po. Wala, I'm familiar with that. Kumusta and Kumusta Ka. Puno and Megandan Diba.
Okay, yeah, those are quite impressive, Bruce.
Not really, but there's more that I know, but when I have to make a list, it's difficult making lists off the top of your head.
Okay. Bruce, I will be asking questions in English, and let's...
Good.
This is quite a game, right? I'll be asking questions in English, and I require you to answer them in Tagalog. Okay. Bruce, are you ready?
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
Okay. Bruce, how would you call my father?
Oh. Well, I would call him Lolo.
Are you sure you want to call him Lolo?
Well, he is.
Okay. Don't you know? I thought that our son would call him Lolo.
Yeah, Ryan will call him Lolo, but he is a grandfather, regardless.
You want to call him Lolo?
No.
Don't you want to call him Tatai?
Well, Tatai works too, yeah.
Okay.
Because he is my Tatai-in-law.
Okay. I think I would prefer you calling him Tatai rather than Lolo.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And Bruce, do you know how to perform manopo?
Oh, manopo. Yeah, where you take the hand.
Okay.
Yeah, against the forehead.
Okay. Would you allow my nieces, our nieces, Cindy and Kate, to ask Manu Pop from you?
Yes, and I have.
Okay.
And they have.
Okay, good. Well, thank you. And another question, shall we move
Well, we
forward?
should definitely say that Manopo is a sign of respect from the younger generation to their elders, that they take your hand and they place it against their forehead and they go, Manopo.
Yeah, for those people who are not familiar with Manopo, it is a tradition or our
It's
cultural.
a sign of showing respect.
Yeah, part of our culture
Yeah.
to show respect to elderly,
Right.
elderly people with gestures. And but of also, if you are familiar with Japanese gestures of bowing to another person, I think that is similar to
Similar to that, but they do it to everybody. So everybody that they meet, work-wise, whatever, they're doing a bow.
Oh, yeah, you're right on that. And so, yeah, whereas with Manopo, it's the younger people who would start the gesture
Right.
and showing respect to senior.
Right.
Okay, thank you. And another question. Bruce, who are my tita in the Philippines? Can you tell me name names of my titas in the Philippines?
I want to say Margaret is the only name that comes to mind, and there is no Tita Margaret. I'm drawing a blank.
I think you're close. It starts with M. One of them starts with M also.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
Yeah.
two titas starting with M.
Yeah, two Titas.
It's Marilyn
Yeah, Marilyn.
and Minda.
Yep, Minda.
Okay, at least those
For some
two.
reason, I was seeing an L in front of Minda's name.
Oh,
So
okay.
I'm going to call her
You're
Laminda.
good. And then another tita that you met, who is Chit.
Yep, Tita Chit. One of my favorites.
And then what about Tito? Do you remember some Titos of mine?
Well, there's Nestor.
Okay,
Yeah,
good.
Tita Nestor.
Somebody that starts with E or I.
Yeah, I know, and I can't think of his name because you're asking me. So now it's a vacuum.
I can
It's
help
a
you.
vacuum in my head.
Okay, I can help you recall
Best
anyway.
interview ever.
Okay. Well, it doesn't make I mean, it's all right you forget it because our listeners don't know these people anyway.
Right.
Oh, I would help you remember one uncle. His name is Ipoy.
Yeah, Uncle Ipoy. Yeah.
Okay, and to our listeners, Tito means uncle, whereas Tita means
Aunt
aunt.
or aunt, depending on where you're at.
And then, Bruce, would you allow some people call you Kuya Bruce?
Yeah, but only your younger brother.
Oh, okay. What about other people, like my friends? Would they call you Kuya Bruce also?
Yeah, they probably would, because even though Kuya means older brother, everybody tends to just call the other person like we do here. Hey bro, what's up? And everybody, all guys call the other guys Kuya.
Well, actually, same thing in the Philippines these days. Kuya can be used, or ate also, can be
Yeah.
used loosely.
Yeah.
Instead of addressing people like madam or ma'am or sir,
Yeah.
you would address them as kuya or ate. Especially if these people are strangers.
Right.
And for example, if you are at the store and
Well,
talking
in
to.
business environments like that, like in the stores or hotels or anywhere, they tend to all default to sir and ma'am or mom.
Mom.
Especially
Mom.
for women, they call them mom. And men are just, sir, you know, can I help you find something, sir? Thank you for coming to our restaurant, sir. Here's your meal, sir, you know.
Oh, well, if that is like in a certain hotel or mall, I would say.
Well, they even do that, like when you're walking by the mall and they go, hello, sir. Hello, mom.
But no, what I'm talking about is you talking to service crew, sales ladies. It's acceptable in the Philippines to call them ate or kuya. Right. If you don't want to be so formal.
Right.
For example, like we are familiar that there are sidewalk stores or sari-sari stores. Mm-hmm. Those people attending to their stores, you would simply address them as ate, kuya, who are, it depends on whether he or she is a male or female.
Right.
To our listeners, ate means older sister or bigger sister.
Right.
Whereas kuya means
older brother, bigger brother.
Yeah. And it can be used loosely, as I said a while ago. And if you want to be informal, like sari-sari store, you can address people, kuya, how much is this cracker?
Right.
Kuya, how much is this soft drinks?
And for those that may not know, sari-sari stores are little shops selling base, you know, like convenience store stuff, a little bit better than convenience store stuff. Mm-hmm. And they run them out of their house, or they have a small little... The only word I can think of that kind of goes with it is a Russian word called zokolo, which is a small shop, just a small shop area, not very big at all. Maybe 8 square meters, if that. And you will find stuff that you need quickly, like crackers if you're doing a soup or whatever, some breads maybe, drink mixes, coffee mixes.
Cigarettes.
Yeah, so I've never seen cigarettes.
They do.
Okay. Paracetamol, yeah. You know, stuff like that, or Tylenol for Americans. Things like that, and it's just quick things to get. Or what's the kitchen? The spice packs, Tita. We've seen them in the Philippine grocery stores here too, but Tita somebody's, like, you know, synagogue mix. or something like that. And it's just the pre-mixed little sachet packets that, you know, the spices and stuff that you just pick up real quick. So that's what a sari-sari store is, just for quick items.
Sari-sari store. Sari-sari, the root word is sari. Sari means...
Small.
Sari means mix store. Mix of everything.
Yeah.
That's why it's repeated to emphasize that you can find almost different stuff.
And in some sari-sari stores, like the one that was by the college that you taught at, they not only had a little sari-sari store, but they also had a little restaurant, too,
all at the same time.
Really good fish.
Yeah, especially when it's next to a school.
Yeah.
Because students want or need lunch for themselves. Okay, so that's, I'm glad you remember what sari-sari store is. Let's move on. With the sari-sari store, and if you would like to get something, like, for example, an egg for breakfast, Bruce, how would you like to get attention? Like, for example, you would look at the window, and then you would see no one is around. How would you like to tell somebody or anybody there that you are present or you are right there in front of the store?
Well, I'm so magadan dadiba that they would just come to me and go, Yes. Yes, Kuya, what do you want?
No, what I was think was, this is hypothetical. Mm-hmm. For example, like, typically, sari-sari store is a small room.
Yeah, I know.
And then sometimes, there's no people you can see inside a small room.
Yeah.
So how would you like to get attention, telling people, I'm here? Like in English, you would say, hello, I'm here. How would you like to say that in Tagalog?
Tao Po.
Yeah, that's right.
That wasn't on my list. Yeah. I know 20 phrases. Wow.
Yeah. That's right. Don't forget that. You will say Tao Po.
Tao Po?
Yeah. And with exclamation point, as it like saying, hello.
Yeah.
Say it.
Tao Po.
Tao Po.
Yeah.
Magandang umaga or magandang gabi. And then I would, and then, that person would say, yeah, of course, I would just say it in English. What do you want? What would you say?
One egg, please.
Isang itlog.
Isang itlog.
Isang itlog po. Say that.
Isang itlog po.
Good. Okay. And then next. Of course, you know what magandang gabi and what magandang umaga is.
Yeah, even though I keep getting in reverse between morning and evening.
Okay, don't forget that gabi means night.
Yep.
Today is gabi, magandang right. gabi.
Because I want gabi to be night, but I look at it and I go, no, umaga's morning.
Okay. Okay. And I would like to test your vocabulary again. Bruce, how would you like to describe your wife?
Well, I guess we both could be magandadiba.
Magandadiba. You also, you want to be described as maganda?
Well, magandan.
Maganda? You know what maganda is?
No.
No! You know what maganda is?
Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful, yeah. Maganda. So do you wish to tell that you are maganda?
Well, I am.
Don't you want to be...
Which is why I don't need to say Tao. I don't need to say, hey, I want that one egg. As soon as I walk into their shop, they're going to come to me because, well, I'm maganda.
No, to people, you are guapo. You are not maganda, but you are guapo.
I'm both. I'm beautiful and guapo.
Okay. Okay. So, of course, you are guapo to Filipinos. Why do you think that Filipinos think that you're guapo?
Because they think that white is best. Which is why they're stuck on whitening products.
Okay. But anyway, let's move on. What else? Any kind of... Bruce, I would like to ask questions. But you will answer them in Tagalog again. Bruce, do you want to see Luneta Park? Bruce, please say it. Respond in Tagalog. Do you want to see Luneta Park?
Uh-oh.
Okay. Bruce, did you remember that, we ordered sisig.
Hindi.
Okay, because we never eat any sisig. Okay.
Not there.
No. And Bruce, can you sing?
Yeah.
What is it in Tagalog? Please reply in Tagalog. Can you sing, Bruce?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh is a good answer. There's another good answer.
Puede?
Can you sing, Bruce?
Puede?
Puede. Uh-oh, buddy. Will you sing, Bruce?
Uh-oh.
Buddy.
No, you asked me. Yes.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. Okay. And then, Bruce, will you allow me to go shopping alone?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Okay. What else? And... Bruce, I have a question, another question. Please answer them in Tagalog. Bruce, are you single?
Hindi.
Okay. Bruce, What is a good answer? A question again. Bruce, do you have a son?
Uh-oh.
I think the best, I'm sure the best answer is Meron.
Meron?
Meron.
But he's not my son. He's your cousin.
No, Meron. Meron is the opposite of wala, and you know what wala is.
Wala
okay,
means
this
none.
Is my question. Bruce, do you have a daughter?
Wala.
Wala, yes, wala. And
that
then,
doesn't sound right. Sounds like the answer should be Hindi.
No, okay, again, that is Tagalog, the difference of to those people who are learning Tagalog, there is the difference between Hindi and wala. Both of them mean no. Oo means yes. Wala means nothing. Doesn't exist.
Okay.
Okay. So now my question is, Bruce, do you have a daughter?
Voila.
Voila. Yes, that is a good answer to that. Now, it doesn't exist. Voila. And then if my question is, Bruce, do you have a son?
Puede.
Sorry, no. The opposite of voila is Meron.
Meron.
Meron. Oh, the opposite of voila is Meron. So, do you have a son?
Meron.
Yes, good. So, you see the difference. I hope you're getting there. How to answer oo versus Hindi, and then Meron versus wala.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that can be difficult. And to those who are intermediate in Tagalog, I'm sure you are already familiar with that. Okay, what's next? Bruce, what is the meaning of maganda, diba?
All I have to do is look in the mirror, and I know.
Maganda, diba?
Maganda, diba. It's me.
Okay. Maganda means?
Beautiful.
What about diba?
I don't know.
Diba means, isn't it? Or do you agree?
Ah, okay.
Isn't it? Maganda. It's beautiful, isn't it? Maganda, diba?
That's why I look in the mirror, and then I go, uh-oh.
Guapo, diba?
Or Meron.
Oh, well, Bruce.
I'm not that conceited, really.
Okay, I think I'm done with the games. And is there any other thing that we want to share with the audience tonight?
I don't know. We tend to have lots of different conversations about stuff back in the Philippines compared to stuff in other places like that we see or even here at home.
Okay.
And stuff. I mean, there's a lot of cultural differences, but there's a lot of cultural similarities too.
Oh. Yeah, I think that's another podcast episode for us. Possibly. A possibility. And my audience, we will just surprise our audience later. Again, a surprise episode again. And Bruce, please explain again to our audience why we do this special episode tonight.
Because we're getting ready to leave on our trip to the Philippines.
Oh, yes, there you go. Dearest students, and I enjoy this moment with my husband today, and I'm happy that he is very cooperative with my surprise quiz.
Yeah.
And I hope that you also enjoy this episode, and I will see you again.
Oh, we got to do a special shout out to Alan.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Alan. Nice meeting you.
Yeah, Alan, and I wish to hear from you again, and let's continue studying Tagalog, and get in touch with us, and I wish that you are well, and to other students, and don't you want to give a shout out to Simon?
Well, to Simon, yes. I always enjoy hearing from Simon.
Yeah.
And Brandon. The episodes from Brandon that you post, I really like. Kelly, of course. Emily's. Alexander's one of your new students.
Annalise, of course.
She's very good. Yeah.
Say it again. Please say hi to Annalise.
Well, hi, Annalise, again. Okay. And thank you for the birthday wishes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also, yes, and thank you to our loan money supporter. We have one who is supporting me every month. I appreciate that. And
yes, we appreciate that.
Yeah. And message me if you have some questions. There's comment section in this podcast. And also, if you wish to write email, my email is tagalogwithalbine@gmail.com.
The cat's saying it's not right.
Okay, cat. Nice hearing from you. And let's end this episode.
Sige.
Salamat po.
Salamat po.